Tomorrow, 32-year-old tennis superstar Pete Sampras will announce his retirement. He'll do it at a press conference before the start of the U.S. Open, a tournament he's won 5 times in his career, including last year. Sampras has won 14 Grand Slam titles in all, more than any other male player. And he topped the world rankings for a record 6 years in a row from 1993 to 98. But does Pete Sampras retire as the best men's tennis player ever? Here to help us answer that question is Sports Illustrated's John Wertheim. John, hello.
Hi there.
Well, is he? I mean, how does he compare to the Bjorn Borgs and the Jimmy Connors and the Rod Lavers?
I think the short answer is yes, he is the best. Rod Laver, the last name you mentioned, is probably the person who comes closest. But the level at which he played, the sort of casual efficiency that he had on the court. And you had mentioned 6 years at number one, which, sort of with the rigors of the schedule and as athletic and demanding as the game is right now, that's really one of the more underrated records in sports. I think you sort of put that all together, and people will say, well, he never won the French Open, but I think that's really a minor point in the grand scheme of things. You know, Bjorn Borg never won the U.S. Open, and Ivan Lendl never won at Wimbledon. I mean, I think sort of you put everything up and you shake it up in the blender, and I think he comes out ahead.
You know, if you ask the average American about great tennis players, I bet Pete Sampras' name doesn't even come up.
Yeah, again, this is somebody he sort of was custom, is sort of this Joe DiMaggio, just this dignity, this sort of deadpan outlook he had was sort of probably better cut out for a different era. You know, Andre Agassi is not as accomplished a player as Sampras, but is much better sort of in the PR and the marketing and the charisma department. And I think that's really hurt him in the man of the street kind of way. You hope that doesn't sort of reflect on his legacy, that he didn't do the schmoozing and he didn't do the advertisements and he wasn't sexy. And I think that's one reason why he sort of hasn't gotten his due from the general public. In the tennis circles where the results sort of speak for themselves, I think he does very well.
So what about this year's Open? I mean, Friday we had the news that Venus Williams is going to join her sister Serena and Pete Sampras sitting out this year's U.S. Open. Do you think the competition looks fairly bleak?
Open is sort of the operative word. This tournament is wide open, and it used to be you could pretty much go to the bank that one or both of the Williams sisters would make the finals. This year, obviously, that's not going to happen. The men's tour, same thing, absolutely wide open. I mean, Andre Agassi could win. He could just as easily lose in the first round. Someone like Andy Roddick, this young American, there's a lot of hype trailing him, and if he can live up to it, then, you know, the fact that there are these absences will help him. It'll be great. We'll get to sort of anoint another star.
John Wertheim writes the Inside Tennis column for Sports Illustrated. The U.S. Open tournament begins tomorrow. John, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thanks.